Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Church Lady Now. This is Pastor Artis, the Church Lady. And I am here to serve you today. Church Lady Now is a new, exciting radio program designed to help you to get to know God. This year, we are on a path to know God, which includes looking at his Hebrew names. In the Old Testament, one of the names for God is Adonai, which means Lord and Master. The name, according to the Blue Letter Bible, is parallel to the names Jehovah or Yahweh. And Adonai is usually used to refer to the human Lord. In the Hebrew Old Testament Bible, the name Adonai is mentioned 434 times. 434 times. Today, we're on a path to know God, who He is. Our God is known by the name Adonai in the Hebrew, and Adonai means Lord and Master. Our names serve to identify who we are and to reveal who we are. Now, our mission is to help you to develop a greater knowledge of God that will result in a more intimate relationship with Him and service to others. Our 2017 teachings to date have been, by title, Prepare for the New Year, Be Still and Know That I Am God, God is Merciful and Compassionate, The Name of God is Elohim, God of All, and Jehovah Rapha. Last week we talked about the Lord who heals. Friends, these valuable teachings are available to you on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in our Church Lady Now Blog Talk Radio archives. Today, we are studying Adonai. Say that with me, Adonai. Adonai means Lord and Master. Lord and Master. Before we get into the teaching, I want to just give you a quick overview about our ministry. We are Church Lady Ministries. The name of this radio program is Church Lady Now. We've been broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio since 2013. And we have 117 Bible teachings in our archives. You can go into our library archives 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In the first year that we were on the air, we talked about knowing God. The second year, we talked about who is this man, Jesus. And last year, we spent the whole year looking at who is the Holy Spirit and what role does He want to play in our lives today. This is what we call a rotational teaching series. That means that we provide a new teaching every year. And this year's teaching is about God, but it's not the same teaching that was presented 2 years ago. We are growing in our understanding and our relationship with God, and we invite you to join us in growing in your understanding and your relationship with God. To help you access our most recent program, we've placed Church Lady Now ads on our Facebook pages. Each ad contains a white arrow in the center of the ad. Just click on the arrow, and that will take you directly to the Blog Talk Radio teaching. Or you can go into blogtalkradio.com and type Church Lady Now in the search box, then click. That will take you straight to all of our teachings. And for those of you who are visual, we do have some video clips on YouTube. You can find those under Artist Oliver, Church Lady. And those video clips are from outreach ministry that we did in Seattle, serving the homeless people downtown Seattle, at the Seattle Rescue Mission. Church Lady Ministries is a 501c3, so all donations that you give to us are tax deductible. A little bit about our ministry. We basically do two things. We teach all people the Bible, and we serve the less fortunate. And for us, the less fortunate includes homeless people on the street, men, women, and children in our local shelters, and children in third world countries. Our mission, we are called to present the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the Lord has anointed us to preach the good tidings, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound. If you'd like to contact our ministry, you can reach us Monday through Thursday from 10 to 3 at area code 253-472-6213. Or you can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. Today is our third teaching on the Hebrew names of God, and I am so excited. I am really having a good time studying the Hebrew names of God. You know, a name is very important because it is how we're known to others. And the names of God are so important because these names represent his power, his action, and his reputation. So far, we know that God is known as Elohim, Jehovah Rapha, and today we're going to talk about God as Adonai. It is my prayer today that these teachings open your spirit to the lordship of God in your life. And now, let's start the teaching. I do want to warn you, at the onset of this teaching, I must warn you, this teaching is designed to help you to get to know God for yourself. You and I are called to live a life devoted to Jesus Christ. A healthy Christian has a heart that is set to serve God. When we're healthy in Christ, there is a single devotion, and that's a devotion to God. That's an attitude of trust in God, in which we allow God to be master and Lord in our lives. And what that means is that we allow God to be master over us and that we're accountable to him. I'd like to ask you a few questions. Are you living life as if God owns you? Are you living your life as if God owns you? Are you accountable to God for all that you do and say? The truth is, when we allow God to be our master, we choose to give up what we want and take on what he wants. In order to get a clear picture of what it means to be a master, we can look at African-American history. I am a descendant of slaves. My father's mother was a slave. She was owned by a white man, and she had two sets of kids, the children fathered by the slave owner and the children fathered by her slave husband. In slavery, she did not own her body. In slavery, she had a master. In lordship, we have a master. In lordship, we do not own our own bodies. When we get saved, Jesus becomes our Lord and master. Jesus is faithful. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering, and he was familiar with pain. Like one from whom hid his face, and he was despised. And we held him in low esteem. That's Isaiah 53:3. Jesus, the good master, was despised, rejected, and he suffered. Jesus knows our pain. We're talking about Adonai, Lord and Master. Jesus saves us and redeems us and becomes our master and our Lord. All of us who call ourselves Christians are saying, Jesus, you are my Lord and my master. If that is not true, we would be consumed with the cares of the world. We're talking about Jesus being Adonai, about Jesus being Lord and Master. Is he really our Lord and Master? Are we consumed by our bills, lack of resources, and wanting what we don't have? We're talking about lordship now. Do you remember the Bible scripture about the rich man? The story is found in the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 17 through 31. In short, it goes like this. Looking at the man, Jesus felt genuine love for him, then said, there is still one thing you haven't done. Go and sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. I want you to remember that. Jesus said, follow me. Now at this, the man's face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many, many possessions. This man's money was his master. The love of money and stuff is dangerous. Anything or anyone that we allow to be God in our lives is dangerous. It is not only the love of money that gets us into trouble. It can be relationships, sports, any form of addiction that controls us becomes our master. I believe that most things are good, that most things are okay in moderation, except anything that is known to destroy. When we allow things and people to control our everyday existence, we have a problem. Friends, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. You know, we have a tendency to want to lead ourselves. We have a tendency to want to guide ourselves, and sometimes it's at all costs. But the Holy Spirit is here to walk in front of you and me to guide us. He leads us into a path of righteousness and away from sin and the consequences of sin. This frees us from slavery. This frees us from being imprisoned. And it takes us on a path of pleasing God and being obedient to God and his word. And this obedience is out of love. This is the true place of allowing Jesus to be Lord and Master. When we enter into that place of obedience, not out of fear, not out of condemnation, but out of love. At this place, service to God begins and ends. We are all his when we allow him to be Lord and Master. Through the Holy Spirit, God will show us the plans he has for us and the work he has for us to do. And it's up to us to respond by saying, yes, Lord. In this place of lordship, we experience the love, compassion, and mercy of God. This is is one of the benefits of letting God be Lord and Master in our lives. What or who is your master? Are you a slave to Christ? Are you really following him? When we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, we are also accepting him as our master. That means that we have given up our will to his will. Are you on fire for God? Are you seeking his guidance? Are you a slave to Christ? The parallel name for the Lord and Master is King. I'm going to say that again. The parallel name for Lord and Master is King. If Jesus is King in our lives, we should know what he expects of us. That means that we're willing to submit our will to his will and do as he commands. Out of love, we do what he commands. That means that we are not just slaves or servants, but that he is our Lord and our master. In Christ, there is a master-apprentice relationship. We've all been called to be his apprentice. When we all do what we want to do, that leads to disorder. When we enter the presence of Jesus as Lord and Savior, there is a kindness, goodness, and respect, and there's a sense of fairness in the air. In his presence, people share their fears, concerns, and become open to seek him. Friends, moment by moment, he is showing us how to have confidence in him and to live life his way. When Jesus saved us, he did not invite us to be saved from friends, just saved from sin, excuse me, just to enter into heaven. The truth is, Jesus invited a couple people to be saved, but more often than not, he invited people to follow him and to learn from him. Learn by what he says and what he does. You and I are invited to follow our Lord and Master. In the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, the Bible says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Friends, our job is to learn about Jesus, what he did, how he acted, and how he responded to different situations. Jesus said that he will show us how to be fishers of men. Jesus is inviting us to invite people to be saved. Jesus started his ministry with showing his followers how to be fishers of men. And then he ended his ministry with telling his fathers, "Go into all the world and preach the good news." Preach the good news. In his teachings, the cross himself, Watchman Nee teaches us about the relationship of our soul and our will to the cross. And for those of you who may not be familiar with him, Watchman Nee was a famous Chinese Christian Bible teacher. And he has written some powerful books on Christian growth. And one of the things that he talks about in The Cross and Self is submitting our will to God's will. Let's look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 through 25. The Lord Jesus spoke about relationships. He spoke about the relationship of the soul life and the cross. The Bible says that Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself, let him let go of his will, let him do it my way and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life shall lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it. In these verses, our Lord, who called his disciples, is saying to the disciples and saying to you and I, take up the cross to be willing to put the soul life to death. Be willing to put your personality to death. Be willing to put your will to death so that you might lose your life and then gain it in me. Now, the part of the soul life emphasized here is a term that's used to describe self and the will of man. The Lord Jesus told his disciples what kind of suffering he would bear on the cross. The Apostle Peter, because of his love toward the Lord, said, God be merciful to you. Peter was setting his mind on the things of man. Peter didn't want Jesus to go to the cross. He didn't want to see his master suffer. Peter, like us, did not understand that we should completely set our minds on the things of God. Peter did not know that the love of God's will should, in all of us, surpass the love of self. Our Lord and Master indicated to him, that's to Peter, that pitying oneself comes from Satan. Jesus continued to speak to his disciples and say, not only will I go to the cross, but those who want to follow me and be my disciples must also go to the cross. Beloved, you and I must go to the cross. We're going to have some difficulties. But he says that whatever my path may be, it should also be your path. We're talking about what Jesus said. He's saying that, yes, he's going to have a difficult path, and that we're going to have a difficult path. But what's most important is that we do the will of God. As disciples of Jesus, it is very important that we do the will of God as Jesus did the will of God. Jesus suffered. Jesus went to the cross. Now, see, this is where it gets real serious. Because we have to ask ourselves, am I doing the will of God? Unconditionally. Am I doing the will of God because I want to serve him? Do I care about what God wants? And what does God want me to do? That's a completely different way of thinking. Beloved, there is a price to pay for allowing Jesus to be Lord and Master. And that price is being willing to do the will of God. You know, the flesh is very uncomfortable concerning this. When the soul life rules us, we are not in a position to submit our will to God. Because our will wants to follow its own intentions. It wants to fulfill its own desire. It does not want to obey the will of God. When we see that God is calling us to deny ourselves, to sacrifice, and to lose all things for his sake, our soul life may have a pity party. You know, like, poor me. Our soul or self will makes us unwilling to allow Jesus to be Lord and Master. Every time we choose to submit our will to the Lordship of Jesus, self starts to diminish. It is only through this decrease of self, it is only through this Adonai, this Lord and Master, that the Holy Spirit can flow through us, that the Spirit of God can flow through us. It is only through Adonai, when we make him Lord and Master, that God can work through you and me. This is spiritual right now. We're not talking about things of the mind. We're not talking about things of science. We're talking about things of the spirit. Jesus Christ wants to be our Lord and our Master. And to empower us to do the works that are pleasing to God. And this is for the sake and the benefit of others. Therefore, you and I must decrease so that he can increase. That's John 3:30. The Apostle Peter spoke after he had received a revelation from God, which allowed him to understand the mysteries of the gospel. God personally revealed to Peter that Jesus, whom the disciples followed, was the very Christ, the Son of the living God. Spiritual or knowledge revelation does not ensure that we will not be controlled by our own will. We've got to make a decision every day to apply the cross to self-will in order to allow Jesus to be our Lord and Master. To allow Jesus to be our Lord and Master. Friends, in summary, let us not be on the fence when it comes to who is Lord and Master in our lives. When we allow Adonai to be our Lord and our Master, we make a decision to yield our will to his will. Today we've been invited to take up our cross and to follow Jesus. In plain English, today we've been invited to die, to decrease so that he can increase. Now, in application, Adonai is Lord and Master. God sent his Holy Spirit to lead and guide us into all truth. Beloved, every day you and I get a chance to submit to the will of God and to follow the Lord Jesus Christ as our Master. Today it's time for us to choose to decrease so that he can increase. The application is in the decision that we make every day to allow Adonai to be our Lord and Master. Until the application of lordship and the submission to Jesus as our Master becomes a way of life. Adonai means Lord and Savior. And I invite you to receive him as your Savior and your Master today. And as we close out today, we're going to ask Brother Grant to close us out by blessing us with a perpetual prayer. Brother Grant?
Yes, that was quite an awesome presentation. I was more as a spectator today, but it was so well stated. Now, for those of you that want, we want to give you a perpetual prayer. This one is a little shorter than most, but God, allow those that follow us, allow those that want to learn, face you, and bless them. Amen.
Amen.
Now, for those of you that want to continue to help support this ministry, you can look us up on Facebook at either Artist Oliver, Church Lady, or Church Lady Ministries. You can also follow us on blogtalkradio.com, and you can like us, and we would like to hear from you. If you have any questions, you can contact us at area code 253-472-6213. And our address, if you desire to send us a supporting helpful check, is 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington. 98409. That's Church Lady Ministries. And all of you, hopefully you will join us next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time as we follow God.